Thank you for joining the Path audiobook series, where we follow the life of Neo, an African girl who navigates the challenges and obstacles in her path of purpose. This is an autobiographical fiction by Dr. Muthoni Amuhengo, and we hope you learn great lessons to apply in your life's journey towards becoming. Today's chapter, A Woman of Steel, is brought to you by Group Writing Mentorship Class by CLC Kenya. This is a program that seeks to equip Christian writers with the know-how to get their books from the heart to the paper, so readers can be impacted towards faith and maturity in Jesus.
When Jane suddenly found herself thrust into an unexpected role as the anchor of her family, it was draining. The rhythmic hum of life had abruptly shifted when her husband, John, succumbed to the heavy burden of depression in the aftermath of their financial downfall. Once the proud owner of a thriving empire, John had navigated the entrepreneurial seas with success. However, as the business struggled to recover from embezzlement, the waves of bankruptcy crashed over his business, leaving John adrift in a sea of hopelessness. The weight of failure bore down on him, clouding his once vibrant spirit in a shroud of darkness. As John retreated into the shadows of depression, Jane stood strong at the helm, determined to navigate their family through the storm. Faced with the reality that their financial stability was no longer anchored in John's business, Jane took on the responsibility of providing for Kanos and sustaining the flickering flame of hope within her husband. Her days became a juggling act, balancing the demands of working at their farm for vegetables for the family, running a small startup, and managing the emotional turbulence at home. The once carefree laughter of their household now echoed with solemn determination as Jane worked tirelessly to salvage their dreams and anchor her family in stability. She embraced new opportunities, seizing every chance to make ends meet. The familiar aroma of homemade dinners gave way to basic meals for survival, but Jane's commitment to her family's well-being remained steadfast. In the quiet solitude of her bedroom, Jane knelt beside her bed, her hands tightly clasped in an earnest prayer. The weight of impending financial doom pressed heavily on her shoulders, and desperation lined her tear-streaked face.
"Dear God,"
she began, her voice trembling with emotion.
"I come before you today with a heavy heart, burdened by the looming threat of bankruptcy that hovers over my family like a dark storm cloud. You know the struggles we've faced, the sleepless nights, and the relentless worry that creeps into our every waking moment."
Tears glistened in Jane's eyes as she poured out her heart, her words a raw and genuine plea.
"Lord, my family means everything to me. They are my anchor. I can't bear the thought of watching them suffer, of seeing their dreams shattered and their hopes crushed under the weight of financial ruin."
She paused, taking a deep breath to steady herself before continuing.
"I know that life is filled with challenges, and sometimes we are tested beyond our understanding. But, God, I implore you to shower us with your grace, to guide us through this storm and lead us to calmer waters. Please, in your infinite mercy, rescue us and provide a way for us to overcome this adversity. Grant us the strength to endure, the wisdom to make sound decisions, and the courage to face whatever lies ahead. I trust in your plan, even when the path seems uncertain. Help us to see the light at the end of this tunnel and to emerge stronger and more resilient than ever before."
As Jane concluded her heartfelt prayer, she believed that her plea had reached the heavens, and that, in time, God would answer in ways beyond her comprehension. With a renewed sense of hope, she rose from her knees, determined to face the challenges ahead with faith and trust in God. In the quiet moments after the day's hustle, Jane would sit with John, encouraging him to share the weight of his burdens. And while he had erected high walls around him, perhaps in shame of failure, Jane did not give up on him. She reminded him of his strengths and the potential that still lay within him, urging him to believe in himself once again. She knew that their journey towards rebuilding their lives would not be easy, but she was determined to walk alongside him every step of the way.
"Where did I go wrong? I was trying to help your sister. Now walls seem like they are closing in around me in hopelessness. This failure is suffocating me, and I feel trapped in a never-ending nightmare."
John lamented as Jane patted his back and started to pray for him. With her unwavering support and love, She hoped to inspire John to break down those walls and find the courage to start anew. Jane became not only the provider but also the beacon of hope, guiding her family through the tumultuous waters of depression. She would take any business in order to raise money for Kano's education. The unpaid school fees became a glaring mark, a stain that seemed to define her high school experience. As she walked through the school corridors, Kano's couldn't escape the whispers and judgmental glances from her classmates. The laughter of her peers echoed, serving as a constant reminder of her inability to afford the same opportunities that others took for granted. The trauma of exclusion and the fear of being labeled haunted her every step. One day, an empathetic headteacher, Mrs. Njiru, noticed Kano's struggle. She knew Kano's father was a man of means and, therefore, sought to find out what the issues at home were. Kano's broke down in tears as she explained that her parents were declared bankrupt and had lost all the wealth they had accumulated over many years. Instead of reprimanding her for the unpaid fees, Mrs. Njiru comforted Kano's and allowed her stay at school for as long as was possible in the hope that things would improve at home. It was a difficult 2 years of high school for Kano's. As she walked out of the school gate on the last day after her national exams, she carried with her not only a certificate but also the resilience that had been forged through adversity. The trauma of high school would later become a constant and painful memory in her heart. She struggled with forgiving her auntie for taking away her opportunity to learn smoothly. Those last 2 years of high school felt like eternity, and she would have given up anything to not have experienced them. She did not know how or when she would find the strength to forgive. As the months turned into years, Jane's determination bore fruit. As her unwavering love held John up, he started to emerge from the shadows. Slowly, the couple found ways to rebuild their lives, learning to navigate the new normal that had replaced the aspirations of their past. John got a job as a driver, accepting the days of little beginnings and hoping that God would uplift and restore him to his glory. The journey towards redemption and renewal awaited, and he was determined to rise from the ashes of his past. Amid the debris of shattered dreams, John realized that the first step toward rebuilding his life was to confront the pain and disappointment head-on. With introspection as his guide, he acknowledged his mistakes and learned valuable lessons from his business management style. He should have maintained professionalism and followed the business policies when incorporating his sister-in-law into the business. John recognized that his personal relationships should have been kept separate from his professional endeavors, and he vowed to establish clear boundaries moving forward. He also understood the importance of seeking guidance and advice from mentors who could provide objective perspectives on his decision-making. He was ready to embrace the opportunity to reinvent himself and unravel hidden strengths and passions that lay dormant within him. He immersed himself in new challenges, exploring uncharted territories that sparked his creativity and reignited his zest for life. He rediscovered solace in house construction, a skill and training he had abandoned in pursuit of building his business empire. Determined to rise once more, John set his sights on re-entering the construction world. This time, he approached his craft with newfound humility and resilience. He sought mentorship from seasoned professionals, eager to absorb their wisdom and learn from their experiences. The process of rebuilding his career was slow and arduous, stretched over 5 years. However, each small victory became a stepping stone towards a brighter future. As John re-established himself, he also prioritized personal growth. He strengthened connections with loved ones, fostering a support system that became the bedrock of his renewed sense of purpose. Jane was indeed his companion in good and bad times. She had removed the burden of the family from John, so he could focus on finding himself. He got new contracts from old clients. The word of mouth started to spread like a fire in a dry forest. John's reputation as a reliable and talented professional began to precede him, leading to even more opportunities coming his way. With each successful project, his confidence grew, fueling his determination to continue pushing forward. He was grateful to his wife for her support. Jane was indeed a woman of steel, the glue holding the family together. Yep, yep, hooray to the matriarch.
We hope you enjoyed this story. We express our gratitude for following yet another episode of the Path audiobook series. Join us for the next chapter, Salvation Through a Baby. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review at www.kenyaclc.org or on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Spotify, and other audio platforms of your choice. The social media handle is at CLC Kenya. May God surround you with people who will encourage you in your time of weakness. And may you find restoration in every situation that has brought you and your faith down.